This week's Thrown Away has been sponsored by Family Lewin, the Freude and Sohn Shell Avrom Bar Reshner and Rafa Lewin, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Koch Ches Sivon, Monday the 18th of June, Rabbi Dovid Zahn. When is a Moifus not a Moifus?
Morning Shalom Aleichem. It's Mamish Gewaltig, beautiful. Lots of Tehra and Tfilah gesagt in der Mokin. When is a Moifus not a Moifus? Well, first, when is a Moifus a Moifus? That's the first question. A Moifus is a Moifus, we all know. The Yisoid of our Emunah is based on what took place in Mitzrayim, the Moifus which took place in Mitzrayim, as the Ramban writes, Min Anisim Hagdoilim Vamfrosomim Odomoida Benissim Anisarim. For the big Nisim that one sees, the Rebbeinu can change the Bria, is a proof that he controls the Bria. He's in control of everything. Because if he wouldn't be in control of everything, he wouldn't be able to make such big changes. But that's when a Moifus is a Moifus. When not? So there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know, the Yisoid of our Emunah in Torah is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah of Sivon Lonu Moshe, Moirosh HaKilas Yaakov. Because we were Bahar Sinai, we only heard Hashem saying, Anochi in Lo'yelecho. We didn't hear anything else, we couldn't take any more. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So the Yisoid of our Emunah is based on whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said was the Dvar Hashem. We only got Moshe's word for it, but we imamed in Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu lo heminu bo yisro b'nei oifel sha'asa. They didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles which he performed. Sha'amamin al pi ha'oisos yesh b'libay doifi. Someone who his whole emunah is based on the fact that the person done miracles, yesh b'libay doifi, then there's doubt in his heart. She'ef shesh yaseh ha'ois b'lato v'kishuf. As Rabbam, there are other keichas in the Bria, or keichas of Kishuf, put there, of Kishuf or whatever, magic, black magic, whatever it is, and therefore you can't rely on a way for someone come along and say, the Pasuk says in Pashas Re'ei, when a Novi Sheker comes along, and he says, I'll prove to you that you shouldn't keep Shabbos, and abracadabra, whatever, hit in the head, he makes a moifus. It's lo yisish ma'ilov. We don't listen to him. You don't, an ois does not prove anything. A moifus does not prove anything. Elokol ha'oisus she'osa Moshe b'midbar, says the Rambam, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did in the midbar, l'fiat tzorech ha'osam, it was all in out of necessity. It wasn't to prove anything. Lo yilhov yiraya ala nevuah, it wasn't to prove that he's a novi. For example, says the Rabbah, Tzorch lahashkia as ha-Mitzriyim, the Mitzriyim were chasing Klal Yisrael, he needs to sort them out, so therefore Koras Hayom, he made Kriyas Yamtsov, not to prove that he is who he is, but just out of necessity, to destroy the Mitzriyim. Tzorachnu lemozen, Klal Yisrael needed feeding in the Midbar, Hayid lonu es ha-mon, he brought down the mon, Somu, they were thirsty, they had Bokolem as Evin, they had the bear, Kofru boy adas Koyrach, when he was, there was a challenge by Koyrach, challenge to his leadership from Koyrach, that was in order to settle, to sort out the challenge to his authority. The chain shakolais. So it is with all the oisik Moshe Rabbeinu did. It wasn't to prove he's a novi and he's a shliach of the Baruch Shleim. Says the Rambam, ubameh minu boy. So if so, what is our emunah Moshe Rabbeinu based upon? The Mamad Hasinai. She'enenu raw v'loizah, we stood by Hasinai, and we saw v'azenu shomu v'loyache, ha'esh v'akif ha'lapinu, we saw the fire, and the thunder, and the lightning, v'hu nigesh al ha'rofel, Moshe Rabbeinu went up into the ha'rofel, into the, whatever, the cloud, the darkness, whatever, v'akoy medabar elov, and we heard the voice coming out, v'anu shomim Moshe, Moshe, and we heard the Moshe speaking to Moshe, leich emoy lahem. So we saw the Rabbeinu Shalom appointing Moshe Rabbeinu as a shliach. We saw it with our own eyes. V'kachu oim b'ponim b'ponim dibah Hashem imochem. Ram goes on. Also, that's the whole. Uminayin sheva mamet hasinai levada yehu arayil and vuasleish ms. How do you know? How do we know that it's only through mamet hasinai that this teaches us that Moshe's nevuah is true as ms. Shenema. Hinei on pasuk says of Pashas Yisrael. Hinei onoichi bo elecho ba'aveh onon. I'll speak to you. In order that the people Yishmaru b'dabri imoch, the Moshe says to Moshe, I'll speak to you from the cloud. The people should hear me speaking to you. The gam b'cho yaminu la'olam, and through that they will believe in you because they can see that I'm speaking to you, telling you what to tell them, and that is that they will see your appointment to be my shliach, my agent to give over the Torah. Miklal. So from here we see shekaidim davazer before Rebbe Moshe did this loy heminu boy nemonos shemedes la'ilam, even though they'd been out of Mitzrayim had Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Rebbe Moshe said by Hasinai v'gam b'cho yaminu la'ilam, it means up to that point it wasn't firmly established. Of course he'd done the Moshe, but it wasn't firmly established. Only then from Mamet Hasinai. And until then, it wasn't an emunah, a trust she abedes la'olam, and the emunah she yesh acharei hiru machshava. Till then, it was only a belief which is yesh. It's something which is it's not firmly established only by Ma'amad HaSinai. So the Rambam is telling us, kol ha'mamin al pi oisus yesh b'libay doifi. You can't rely on miracles. Miracles don't prove anything. And so the question begs to be asked: so if a Navi Sheker does a miracle, so what is it? How did he manage to do a miracle? Well, he did the miracle. There's no other klech in the Bria apart from the Bereshit. Bereshit gave the ability to do the miracle. So why did he give the ability to do the miracle? So the pasuk says in Parshat Vayi, "Ki menaseh Hashem eschem." It's in the Soyer. The Navi Sheker comes along and says, either this Shabbos, you don't keep the Shabbos, and I'll prove to you abracadabra, whatever. So the Bishop will say, how firm is your commitment to Shabbos? How firm is your commitment? Are you strong enough to know, are your emunah strong enough in Torah, that Torah is Torah, and Nidzeis HaTorah Lo Yitei Mukhlefes, despite whatever else goes, it doesn't make a difference. And Bemis, this the Makor from this is the Gemara Bavmetzia, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, there was a machlekes different test. There was a machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim about a certain tanur shel achnoi, whether it was a mekabel tumah. It wasn't a mekabel tumah. A whole halachic discussion in the Gemara, and Rav Lezer was convinced. Heishiv Rav Lezer was out. We don't pass like Rav Lezer. He said it was toy. It's not tummy. Heishiv Rav Lezer called shubah shabaylam. Rav Lezer brought all sorts of proofs that he was right. V'lo kiblu imedut. They didn't accept. Amalahem, so Rabbi Lezer said, "Im halacha kamaisi, if halacha is like me, choruv zeh yichid, this carob, this should prove." So the Gemara says, "Neka choruv im kaimai, the carob jumped mea amma, v'amalah arba mea sam, some say 400 ammas." So they said, "Look, I'm right, I'll prove it to you. The carob jumped. Amuloi, ein mivin rai mea choruv. Can't bring rives from a choruv." So he said, "Oh, he wasn't defeated yet. Amalahem, im halacha kamaisi, amasamai mechiach, let this stream prove." The water started flowing upstream. It flowed the other direction. Let the walls of the Bismedrish. He took Kaitha Bismedrish Nipoil. The walls started bending inwards, outwards, started falling. God, right, again, they said, Aimavim, you can't bring a rye from there. They should prove it. The Baskoil came out and said, halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. So this would appear to be indisputable proof that Rabbi Lezer is right.
We ignore Baskel. The Torah says, Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Comes a Baskel and says that we pass like the Yochid, ein mashgichim v'baskel. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Yotza Baskel. Where did the Baskel come from? Well, that was also Kishuv. What's that supposed to be? We ignore the Baskel. The Baskel comes to the Baal Shem. Even Rabbi Shua didn't say the Baskel was a fake. It wasn't the Baskel. It was a Baskel. So there was a Baskel. And the Baskel said, Loch Rabbi Lezer. So how can we not pass like Rabbi Lezer? So the Shittim of Bet says, if I'm not here in the place, the Shittim of Bet says, Benasa Hashem Eskan, Simisoyim. The Boshi wanted to test the commitment of Klal Yisrael to Torah. And it says in the Torah, Acharei Rabbim Lahatois. Yochid v'Rabbim Halochik Rabbim, Loi Bashamayimi. This is how firm is your Ebunah in Torah? So if you're convinced, Kol that all the Torah is completely MS and can Loi Tei Mukhlefes, then you will not be moved by the strongest proof of the world. And the Baskel is a Nisoy, it's a test. Fine. So for this, teaches us the Yisod of Rambam says the Kolamamin al pi oisays yesh belibay doy. You can't prove anything from apparent supernatural things. They don't prove anything. So what has it got to do? Obviously, this begs the question: Pashas Kairach. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Kairach? Moshe Rabbeinu said Kairach came along. He challenged Moshe Rabbeinu's authority. Who told you to appoint Aaron? Who told you, as Rashi says, to appoint Elitzofer ben Uziel as the Nasi of Kohas? Who gave you that authority? You did it yourself. That was the Kayach's taina was, Moshe Rabbeinu, you did it yourself. This was your decision. So, Vayoyme Moshe, says the Pasuk, Bezois Teidun, Ki Hashem Shalachani Lasikul Amasimo Eile, Ki Loi Milibi. this I will prove to you that whatever I have done is been under the instruction, the direct instruction of Bnei Shem. I did not loy milibi. What will the proof be? Im kamois kolado yimus aneilu. They die a normal death. Then I wasn't sent. Vim bria yivro Hashem. If Hashem creates a new creation of potsa adomes pia, which actually the mafashi means, we think it means it just there was like an earthquake and the earth opened up. So the Malbim and the Tziv say that it wasn't just that. They bring various proofs because the Torah calls it pia oretz. And Kairach and Dosami also went standing in the same places. So the Mepharshim explain it means that the earth opened up, came up a big mouth, and the mouth went and grabs Kairach and Dosami. Right. So this was something which was Nivra Meshesh and Bebreshif. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vibriya Yivra Hashem Pasanom Espio, if such a thing takes place, Vyadatem, then you'll know that I'm right. So we see here quite clearly, the Pasuk is basing, Moshe Rabbeinu is proving that what he says is from the Bnei Shalom, he's proving it from there'll be a ness. And the Rambam says, "Kol amar yesh b'leib adayfi," and our Emuna is not based on this sin. And the Rambam himself says that the ness of Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu, was l'fiat tzorech. It wasn't to establish him as a novi, as a shliach of the Bnei Shalom. That wasn't the purpose. And here, and for the pasuk, it appears not like this. So how do we reconcile the Rambam with the pasuk? And furthermore, the Rambam himself, in the Pesach Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which is we have the 39 Imamins, and there the Makayr of the 39 Imamins comes from the Rambam, and the Rambam in Pesach Mishnah in Sanhedrin discusses each of the Imamins. So the 8th Imamin, Shekol HaTayam Surah Atal Biyadeinu, the whole Torah that we have here and Surah Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalim, whatever we have that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't add or subtract anything. So the Rambam discusses this in an Imam Barucha, and he says, for example, he says, "Kumoike pirish hatayah mekubagam ki piagvurba." The zeh shanu oisayim tavnis asukah, that we have a sukkah or a lulav or shayfa tzitzis tefillin. Who told us what it looks like? If you learn the pasuk, the tzitzof is bein anech. What is it exactly? It's from Moshe Rabbeinu told us. We wouldn't know otherwise. This is who ba'atzmi atavnis hashem omar Hashem yizbarach leMoshe. He told us, and he is faithful to Shlichus. Says the Rambam, where do we learn this from? That what Moshe Rabbeinu says is totally and 100% authentic, was instructed by the Moshe Shalom. The proof, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says was exactly what the Moshe told him, is from this parasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that if Korach will die in the way that he died, then this proves that whatever I say is from the Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing more, nothing less. That's how we know what Tfilin know, what Tzitzis know, what all of his, everything, we know everything. So it seems to the Rambam, our whole knowledge, our whole emuna, the entire comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, and our emuna in the Moshe Rabbeinu is based on Bliyas Korach, what happened to Korach. And the Rambam says, "Kolam Marmin al Pgeish Beli Beidofi." So it doesn't seem to go together. This animamin, Shekol HaTorah Amsura Atal Biyodeinu, Hi Amsura Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, is the 8th animamin. But there's the 7th animamin. He was the father of all Nevi'im, those who came before him, he was the greatest Novi. And that's one of the Seder Swear Buddha says, Ram. One has to be Ma'amin that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Novi. What does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Novi? What does it mean? A Novi is a Novi. What's greater, what's not great by a Novi? The Rambam says there are four differences between the Nevu'ah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevu'ah of all other Nevi'im. The Rambam writes like this, also Pesach Mishnayis. He says, Harishoin, the first difference is, Ki Eze Novi Shehoyo, any Novi, Loi Dibla Hashem Bezubach El Deem Soy, there was no direct communication between Hashbach and the Novi. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Pel Pel Dabiboy, direct. Pel Pel Dabiboy, that's number one. I don't know what it means exactly through an Emsoy, but this is what the Rambam writes. Vo'inin Hashedi, the second difference is, Ki Kol Novi, A normal Novi got his Nevuah when he was sleeping. He had a vision, he dreamt something, and this was the Moshe speaking to him. Or they'll fall asleep, etc. That's the second difference. The third difference, says the Rambam, that when a Novi, ki a Novi kishatovei elov hanavua, va'afli shu b'mare, when a Novi gets a Navua, even if it's through a vision, or through a malach, yechleshu koychisov, yiskalkel binyonoi, he'll feel a terrific weakness. The yagia loy meira godlmeid, he'll feel a terrific fear in his dream, and a terrific weakness, he'll feel sort of paralyzed, so to speak. Kimat she takes a ruach bibedu, as if his neshama is going out. And he brings proofs. That's the third difference. And the fourth difference, says the Rambam, is that no Novi could choose their time and place to speak the Bnei Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu is Imdu Ve'eshma. He could make it a point, he could just barge in at any time, so to speak. Imdu Ve'eshma, like he said by Pesach Sheni, Pashat Ba'aloyshma, that they came along with the Shalom, what to do, Imdu Ve'eshma, we'll ask the Bnei Shalom. And that's the seventh animamin, Shehu Yo'ov La'Navim, L'Kaibim L'Falav Abayim Acharov. So, Shtansach HaShaila, we have to ask the question, why, of course, one has to believe every word in the Torah, but these are the Ikrim, these are the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Why is that an Ikr to be Ma'amid, the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was more than all of the Nevi'im? The Ikr is, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said is from the Bnei Shalom, that's what's the Geya. Whatever he said is from the Bnei Shalom. Of course, as we say, every word in the Torah, it's always Kofa, but any word in the Torah, not Ma'amid, is called Apikoyos. But why is that, Ram called this an Ikr? You have to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu had his Nevuah when he was awake and not when he was asleep, and Pe'al Pe'ah, and he could do whatever. Why is that an Ikr? Well, perhaps we could explain this with the Gemara in Shabbos, which Chaim Volozhiner speaks about. There's an amazing Gemara in Shabbos, Daphne Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, a very interesting story. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa Ba'echod Shemesa Ishtoi. Someone, Leinu Shemesa Ishtoi, Ve'nicha Ben Lein, he was left with a small child, Leinik, who was still feeding a baby. He couldn't afford, there was no powdered milk, he couldn't afford to pay for a wet nurse to feed the baby. He couldn't afford it. He managed to feed himself. Omar Rabbi Yosef came along and said, you see, a murdered a mensch, fantastic person this person must be. Look what a Nes Moshim did for him. Or he did, whatever. Omele Abaya, Adarabba, Kamagorua Adam Zeh, how low is this person? The Sidri Bereshis, the way the Bereshim, the normal way of the Bria, but the Bereshim changed it. What did Abaya say? Rabbi Yosef is right. Rabbi Yosef said, what would we say to such a thing? A person in such a situation, and this is what happened to him, Meredik in the world, Mamish, fantastic. And Abaya is not bespoiled, Abaya says, Kamagorua, this is a low person. What's the pshat? So Chaim Volozhiner says a pshat in this Gemara. He says the pshat is like this. We think, and this is also to do with the Rambam, we would have thought that such a person has such a less done to him, everyone would run to him to give him kritlach. Because look what happened, look at me, it was a moifas, he got no money, and this is what he did. So Chaim Volozhiner says to his sod, you can't prove the level, the darga of a person by the fact that he does a miracle. It does not prove anything. If you're going to say, you've got Reuben comes along, I've never met Reuben in my life, he comes from Australia, he comes along, he does a bifus. Does that prove he's an Odom Godel or not? Says Reb Chaim, it doesn't prove anything. Because there are other kleichas in the Bria. As Rami says, there are other kleichas in the Bria. We don't know where this miracle is coming from. We don't know. As we say, the jury will have to go, is still out on that. We don't know. If an Odom Godel does a bifus, that doesn't prove his honor. If someone was an acknowledged other godl, he's a godl, Bateira, Benigla, Bishas, Bami, Rishami, etc. He knows Kalatayah Kuri, he doesn't Mephis. That's an Adam godl. Not that the Mephis makes him a greater Adam godl. He's an Adam godl because he's an Adam godl. An Adam godl. The Chaim Volozhiner says, Misha Loimed Tayer Lishma Zechel Dvarim Harbe. That's Zechel Dvarim Harbe. If he's Adam godl, then this is what Adam godl can do. But you can't prove the godless of a person by the fact that he can do a less. It doesn't prove anything. Because there are other kliyos in the Bria. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Abaye said, "Kama garu adam." He said, very often the Gemara brings stories. Ma'isa bechosid echad. He said, "Ma'isa beechad." Echad. There was a Mister So and So, an echad. No particular title. No particular. He had this ness. Says Abaye, when such a person does a ness, that doesn't prove anything about the person. All it tells us is that Bereshit changed the Bria for him. That's not a mile. It's an Ishtanu Lov Sidra Bereshit. That you can't prove that. Rabbi Yosef came along and he said, fantastic. Abai says no. So Abai disagreed. Abai said you can't prove anything about this person just because this is what happened. It doesn't prove anything. How did it happen? The Moshe has got kleichus in the beer. There are other reasons. It's, whatever the cheshbonos of Moshe were, when the Adam Gadol does a ness, then that's something which inspires others to emulate the Adam Gadol, because he's an Adam Gadol. So he can, creates a, look at this, Adam Gadol could do. If I want to be like him, to my Torah, my Avodah, etc., should be like his. It inspires me to be like him. But someone who does not give off such an inspiration, he does a ness, it's nothing. Nothing at all. He did it. He did it. The Mezachtam, I once read a Maisa. Some Chassidim came to Reb Chaim Brisker. And they were recounting the mofsim or whatever of a certain or whatever, whatever the mois, this mois, that mois, the other mois. So the Briskov said over this story. So Reb Chaim said, as the Beis Halevi, his father did 10 mofsim. Of a mofsim and nish tayer. Mofsim is not tayer. For example, Reb Chaim said, there was once a fire in Brisk. So the Beis Halevi said, told me she bring us some water. He was at home. The fire was burning somewhere on the streets. He bring you some water. And he poured the water down and the fire went out. Of a mofsim and nish tayer. So Reb Chaim continued. I don't remember the other mofsim, but that was what I remember. So Reb Chaim said the Beis Halevi did 10 mofsim of the mofsim and nish Torah. So the Biskrov said he didn't even wait to hear the rest, because since Reb Chaim said mofsim is not Torah, then why should he stay there? But mofsim is not Torah, he's not learning anything from it. That's why he didn't stay. So the pshat in that is that you can't learn from a mofsim. If the Beis Halevi did mofsim, which of course Reb Chaim said that he did, then he did a mofsim. It doesn't make him bigger or smaller. Beis Halevi wasn't a gadol because he did mofsim. Beis Halevi was a gadol because he was the Beis Halevi and he called out Torah Kula, etc. It was the Adam gadol that he was. The mofsim was just a spin-off at the Totsar of the fact that he's Adam Gadol. Oh, but that's not the making. The making of the person, the Gadol, is not measured by what Mofsid he can do. This is the Yisab, which Chaim Volozhin says, which he bases on the Gemara and Shabbos. Kama garua Adam zeh. It's a garua, it's not a minor. If he was an Adam Poshet, it seems that the Gemara says of Chaim Volozhin, he was a simple person. So the fact that this happened, it doesn't prove anything. If so, now perhaps we can return to the Rambam. Firstly, we ask the question, why is it such an ikkah to be mamin that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ovla Nevi'im, his Nevu'ah was on a totally different level to everyone else's Nevu'ah, b'hokitz, b'lei, b'chaloi, p'el p'el, etc. Why is that necessary? Well, the chat is like this. As we said, Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Yisayit Hashmini for the 8th Ani Mamin, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said came from the Bnei Shleim. And what proves to us that whatever he says comes from Benjamin, because of the mice of Kairach. So we ask the Kach Kol HaMamin, Alpi Yosef, Yesh B'Libe Daifi. It doesn't prove anything. You can't rely on Mofsim. The Pshat says, when can you not rely on Mofsim if the person is not yet established as an Adam Gadol? As a person who is established, if Moshe Rabbeinu would come along, we wouldn't know Moshe Rabbeinu from before, and he would say, whatever I say, this comes from Bnei Shleim, and a kayak will disappear into the PRS, we won't take any notice. Yesh B'Libe Daifi. That will not prove. But there's a Hakdama. There's something which comes before the Yisayit Hashmini of the Rambam, before the 8th Ani, there's the 7th Ani Mamin. And the 7th Ani Mamin is Ani Mamin b'Bnei Shleima Shemesh Rabbeinu Ho'ov La'Nevi'im L'Kreibim L'Fonov L'Boim Achrov, that he was the greatest of all Nevi'im. And the lekaidim lefarav laboy macharav, that he can speak to Moshe whenever he wants, and pear pear davaboy b'chaksalei b'chaleim, and he doesn't get all shvach. It's established. He is the adam gadol moed, the greatest ish Moshe gadol moed. The adam mekhalav shechal pnei adama lekamoid navi kamoshe. Once it's established, Moshe Rabbeinu, who Moshe Rabbeinu is. He is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes along, and he wants to prove a certain prat, not that he's proving who he is himself, he is somebody. That we know already. We saw by Mamet HaSinai, and we see the level of his nevuah. We know who Moshe Rabbeinu is now, the Yisayid HaShvi, the 7th Ani Mamin. But now we're holding by the 8th Ani Mamin. The 8th Ani Mamin, Moshe Rabbeinu comes along, and he says, Bezois Teidun, Ki Hashem Shalachan Lasikol HaMaisim Ma'ila Ki Loi Milibi, that whatever I have been do, whatever I instruct is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and for this he proves some Maisa of Kairach. So he's not out to prove who he is. We know who he is. because that's been established already. Tzeid HaShvi. What he's out to prove now is one certain point that you should know. He has no personal things himself. Whatever he says, any instructions that he gives come direct from the Bnei Shalom. And to prove this point, it was the Ma'aseh Bli Hasker. That's what the Rambam is Lefiat Tzeirach. That was Lefiat Tzeirach. It wasn't to establish him as the Manig of Klal Yisrael or the God of Adonai. That's been established already. Because you can't establish somebody based on the fact that he could do Mofsim. They say Yoshi did Mofsim. I don't know whether they did or they didn't. It's irrelevant. He's a classic Novi Sheker. Novi Sheker can do Mofsim. Well, it's fine. No problem with that. So they say, perhaps only his pupils, his apostles, they thought no one else. It's totally, absolutely irrelevant. Because it doesn't make a difference. There's not a star Zach with Nami Sheker. Who, what greater Nami Sheker can there be than him? So Mimela Khalamal Yesh Mimela Daifi, it's irrelevant. But Moshe Rabbeinu's position was established by the fact that Pe'al Pe'al Dababoy, Gab Choyamin Lo'ilam, and Mavad Hasina. And now what Moshe Rabbeinu does at Mofus, it's only to be Mavara, to clarify this point, that when he says something, he doesn't give any personal instruction. He gives only instructions which Moshe Rabbeinu told him. And this is what he was Mavara with the Mofus, that's fine. So if so, now we can understand why it's one of the ikrim to be ma'amin that Moshe Rabbeinu is of Lanavim. Because if you wouldn't have the ikar hashvi, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the of Lanavim, then we wouldn't have the ikar hashmini, because we're basing our Emunah Torah Hashvayim on Moshe, we can't base our Emunah Torah Hashvayim on Moshe. So Ibazoi, I think that's therefore we can understand for the Pasuk and the Rambam, obviously there's no contradiction. The Rambam says, Kol ha'ma'amin al pi oisos yesh b'libay doifi. That we can't base our Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu seems to put his job on the line with Kairach. He's not putting his job on the line. He's saying only that whatever I say comes from the Bnei Shalom. Everyone knows Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying now this point, I don't give any personal instruction. And then Mr. Meshech Chochma asks a question. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, right? If they die a normal death, Lo Hashem Shalachari. Hashem didn't send me. But in Bria Yivra Hashem, so you would have expected the Pasuk to say, "Effect the Meshech Chochma." If Hashem creates a Bria, then Hashem did send me. Doesn't say that. It says in Bria Yivra Hashem, "Puts on Adom Espia." If Bala Oisam Eskal Hashelahem, V'yodu Chayim Shaila, then V'yedatem, you know, Ki Niatzu Anoshim Bo'Ela Es Hashem. They've angered the Bnei Shalom, and whatever I did is from the Bnei Shalom. But he didn't say, therefore it's a ride Hashem sent me. Why says the effect of Meshachma, the opposite of Le Hashem Shalachan is Hashem Shalach? Terence says that's not what it's about. It's not about whether Hashem sent me, Hashem didn't send me. Hashem, the Bnei Shem was made Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gam Choyamim Lo'ilam, the Moshe Hatoya, Terence Yavon, Moshe Mayim Roshayim, Kilas Yaakov. What Moshe Rabbeinu is proving now is that whatever he says is from the Bnei Shem. Therefore, it says, V'yodu, Kiniyat Sadoshim is Hashem, that this PRS will prove that what they accuse me of making up instructions of pointing out of my own initiative, that's wrong. And therefore, so what we see from here is that Mofsim don't mean anything. I once saw a vart from one of the Rebbe's, I'm not sure it's brought down from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Rishon, one of them, they say in Hashanah, Hashanah Sholosh Shois Hashanah. Hashanah Sholosh Shois. What does he mean, Hashanah Sholosh Shois? So they say, as the Sholosh Shois means, in the 3 hours before Mashiach comes, after Mashiach ben Yosef comes, before Mashiach ben David comes, then Klal Yisrael will be presented with the greatest nisoyin they will ever have had. The Koichus HaTumah, the Nevi'i Sheker, will try and pull Klal Yisrael away from their Emunah. And the Baal Shem Tov says in Eloshim, he says, the Baal Shem will has got a rope of Emunah, and he'll give it a big shake. And whoever's not holding on tight, will, whoever's not firm in their emunah, to be distracted by other things, by other things which appear to frag up chas v'shalom emunah or whatever. It's hashan on this shalosh shoyis hashan or shalosh shoyis hashan. The person's emunah is firm and strong, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, lo bashamayim, and nothing can take away the person. Whether it's this mofus or that mofus, not to be misfal. I once heard from Rav Shach, the Chayim Lebracha, he said that if someone will come along, someone we don't know, and they take the ksuvos or take a mezuzah, read the mezuzah, and say, you know what, you had cornflakes for breakfast and coffee for this and that, and your person, people all misfal, but this is someone who's not known to be acknowledged godel batayah, so gorish but gorish. So maybe he's right, you had cornflakes for breakfast. It doesn't mean one makes him into a guru, chas v'shalom. But I'll go upon him, that's the yisoid. The Bnei Shalom help taka, we should be zeicha to hold ourselves firm, not to be misfal, only firm to emunah, we'll be zeicha to shana shalashos to Mashiach, but don't behave in a way.